So, welcome back. This is Barbara Robinson, Wish Empower Me Events, and I have my very special guest, Miss Jacqueline Freeman, with me again in 2020. What's up? What's up?
Happy
What's
New
up?
Year.
All right.
Hello.
All right. So, today we are going to talk about the awesome and wonderful power of prayer. Now, Jacqueline, as we mentioned in our previous podcast of Habits That Hinder, you also lead a intercessory prayer on Wednesdays?
Yes.
Wednesdays. Every Wednesday, you want to share?
Well, I only have one lesson left, and it was called the Intercessor, the Guide, the Beginner's Guide to Intercessory Prayer. And it was a breakdown of a lesson. It's just one man's thought, but I broke it down in a lesson on the importance of prayer and what it all means to be an intercessory prayer, a person.
So what does that mean to be an intercessory prayer?
Well, the first thing, the first priority or the first lesson is having a relationship with God. Not just God as your, just God, but God as your friend and your father. Having an intimate relationship with him, that you're talking to him, you're listening to him. And when we pray, most of the time we're praying for ourselves, for others, and to commune with God. But that's not the order we should take. It should be to commune with God first, and then the other two can follow. When we have a relationship where we're only praying when we need something, that relationship doesn't last. It's just like if you were involved with someone and they only came to you when they needed money. It wouldn't last. And having a relationship with God for to pray for other people, that too, even though it's noble, it's not going to last either, because you're going to feel obligated as a duty, because I got to go pray for somebody now. And when you have that relationship with God, you feel comfortable in his presence, and you want to know what's on his heart. And he, when you know what's on God's heart, it's easy to pray his will instead of all the things that you want or somebody else wants.
So you mentioned the order. Never thought about the order as much as the prayer, right? But it makes sense, because if you are just praying for things or praying for other people or whatever, like you said, we're not really seeking the heart of God. And that's what we should be doing when we pray, when we initially begin our prayers. And so talk a little bit then about what does that really mean for a new person who is just starting their journey in the Word and trying to form what you described as a relationship with God through prayer.
You start out with, you can start out with talking to God and your concerns. It would be good if you could, I mean, Google and everything has, it can, it has its advantages. So if your concern is that your finances are not increasing, you can Google and see what in the Bible it says about finances. Or, for example, there was an incident where the guy was shooting up people or shot and killed two people in Texas. And my thought was, if those people, the members, knew that there was strange, something strange about that person, perhaps they could have went into prayer and saying, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper," before it happened. And it may have, it could have stopped the incident from happening altogether, because God is waiting to hear from us what is already in heaven. He's waiting to hear on earth what we want so that he can descend it down to earth.
So you're referring to the shooting in the church in Texas. And so I guess some people might would say, well, but why would God wait to hear from us if he's God and he knows this is about to happen? How could our prayer then be effective?
That's a good question to you can say, well, God already knows what we're thinking. Sorry. We're thinking about that. Mm-hmm. And, but he wants a relationship with us. Mm-hmm. And the best way I can explain this, I have a sister that she always hints when mm-hmm. she wants something. Mm-hmm. She'll say something about, well, you know, I want some tuna fish, but mm-hmm. I don't have any bread, and mm-hmm. I could use some bread. And, mm-hmm. and a lot instead of times, of being direct, right, yeah. I would say, okay, I can give you some bread, or I'll give you some mm-hmm. money for some bread. Mm-hmm. But then after a while, I was like, no, I want her to ask. Because mm-hmm. if she don't ask, I'm not going to give it to her. And mm-hmm. I think that's how God is. You know, mm-hmm. his word says, mm-hmm. you don't have because you don't ask. Mm-hmm. So that's why God needs us to communicate with him. He mm-hmm. wants that relationship. Mm-hmm. He's always wanted that relationship when yeah. he created us yeah. with him. And he still wants that relationship with us.
So we could say, I'm almost trying to think of how we could define prayer today is just having a relationship or conversation with God, forming a relationship. Because a lot of times we talk to God when we are faced with trials or difficulties or challenges. And some people might say, well, I talk to God all the time because I say, oh my God, that's right. not talking to God. That's talking at God. Right. Right? And we have to be still careful with that. But I think we're all guilty of that. And thank God we got to forgive God. But so defining prayer would be having a conversation and forming a relationship, because like even when you meet a person, you don't have a relationship yet.
Right.
You're just having a conversation. Mm-hmm. And through that conversation, you start to learn about each other, right? And in learning each other, then you start to develop a relationship. Because I think sometimes we don't always make it as easy as it really is for people to come to Christ, to say, you know, you got to be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, some people got commitment issues, right? Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, they afraid mm-hmm. to commit. And I think that's a problem with a lot of folks today, right, is that they feel like they have to commit mm-hmm. to something that they're not sure about.
Right. And, well, if that commitment issue, this is the best place to start with mm-hmm. God. Mm-hmm. And, I remember being with a group of women and we were talking about prayer. Mm-hmm. And I asked someone, when you pray, mm-hmm. where do you see God? And mm-hmm. they said, well, all the way up there. Mm-hmm. And I asked them about their relationship with their mm-hmm. Father on earth. Mm-hmm. And they compared them. They saw them as the same, the Father on earth, because the Father wasn't involved in their lives. So, or a distance. So that's how they saw God.
Makes sense, yeah.
And going to Bible study, reading the Bible, going to church, that's how you get to know God. Mm-hmm. And then you have that personal time with him when you go through your trials. And because, yeah, there are times when it's going to be just about your issues. But while you're talking to him about it, he's going to talk to you about them as well. So a lot of times I believe my relationship started with my trials with God, because I went to him as a daughter crying. And I enjoyed those times, even though they were rough. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed those intimate times with him.
Yeah.
And most of the time it was better when I was going through trials with him than
it felt more personal. Felt more personal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. I mean, because if you think about it, when you are going through something, because, you know, there's been times when I can remember times when I would be going through something, and I'm like, let me call Jackie, but you weren't available. Mm-hmm. Let me call my sister, but she wasn't available. And so I was left to only talk to God, because he was always available. He was never busy. His phone never went to voicemail. He always returned an email. Yeah, I mean, you know, he didn't return an email, but you know what I'm saying. But he was always there.
Yes.
And in the midst of me pouring out my heart to God, he was pouring into me everything that I needed to solve or get through to the next hour of what seemed like an end of world thing. You know, it wasn't an end of world, but it felt like it when you're going through things, right? And so that's when I started to feel a more closer relationship with God. And it's true, you do feel better. I mean, some people can't understand that initially because it's new to them. And like you said, it's interesting that you how you related the Father on earth to the Father in heaven. But then the Bible also tells us be careful too, because using that word Father is not really what God wants us to do. Because he is the Father. Yes. Everybody else can be dad.
Right.
Right? But and maybe that's why there's that they connect him to be like the Father on earth, because he's not anyway like our human fathers of flesh. But I think when we start praying, a lot of people, I know when I was baby prayer, I would start off with the Lord's Prayer. That, 'cause that's the first prayer we learn most of the time, right? And then we forget some parts of it, and then some of us change some of the words. You know, like it's like, which aren't in heaven, which are in heaven, hollow or holy or why thy will be, you know how all them little verses start changing, being church and everybody's saying something different. But we mean the same. But understanding that power of prayer is just as important as knowing how to pray, right? I think knowing how to pray comes as a next level for you in your journey. I think once you start talking to God and listening and hearing him, because that's another area where people say, how you hear from God? I remember I used to think, I can't remember. Shanine, she used to say, I heard God. And I would be sitting there like, girl, I ain't heard nothing. What God tell you? Because he ain't answering me. And then I think you and I were having a conversation and we were talking about that. And it wasn't that God's not talking to you. It's that we're not listening.
Yeah.
And so then, and then going to Bible study, I learned how to listen to God. And that, and actually he was talking to me, but I didn't recognize the voice because it sounded so familiar. It almost sounded like me. It, you know, how you sound in your within yourself, right? Is always calm. And then I start being able, praying for the ability to be able to discern who's talking. Is that me and the flesh talking, or is that the Holy Spirit speaking through me?
And speaking of talking, though, as a babe in Christ, most of the time we'll say, something told me not to do something, because we haven't recognized that it's the Holy Spirit that's something. And then and you know it's not you, because it's always a positive. Or, you know, to prevent you from an incident or what have you. And we, our minds are more negative.
Yeah.
God, he won't give you a negative without giving you a positive. So, I my sister was telling me today that she had a dream that she went over to the store to use the ATM and someone robbed her. And she was afraid. She said she really wanted to go to the store, but she was afraid to go because of the dream. And I was telling her, you need to work on your faith. I said, because, yeah, it could be true, but that might have been God's warning or God telling you to pray about it.
Yeah.
I said, so don't just fear what is given to you, because Romans 8:28 all things work for the good for those who love the Lord according to his purpose. And it could have been for her to just trust in the Lord. Say, Lord, this is what I saw in a dream. Mm-hmm. I need you to help me with this and protect me mm-hmm. as I go over there to get some money out or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's a there's a purpose for that. Yeah, it's
definitely a purpose. Mm-hmm.
And God speaks to us in different ways. Mm-hmm. Yes, it sounds like our voice sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's not audible like we're talking now. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you may just hear a scripture mm-hmm. and him talking to you, encouraging you in some way.
Or see something. Yeah.
Yes.
That confirms, and only you within yourself know what that means. And you can immediately, and it's funny how that is, because you immediately go, that's my confirmation. Mm-hmm. Like you immediately, and to me, I feel like that's your spirit, you know, the Holy Spirit is communing mm-hmm. with you and letting you know that your prayers or whatever, your request or whatever, mm-hmm. Has been heard right. and answered in many cases. So let's talk about, because we're kind of talking about it now, the power of prayer. Mm-hmm. So we gave a couple examples, but I think we could find a few more mm-hmm. about the power of prayer. And I want to talk about this from levels, right? Mm-hmm. From like, when you first started, you know, as a babe, then when you start being a toddler, mm-hmm. and then when you start being, what's that in between, a preteen? I mean, because there's levels to this yes, journey. You know, people think you just go straight to being a grown-up right. in Christ. And to me, that is so far. I mean, the grownest person has challenges because we forget that we need God mm-hmm. in every step in our life.
Yes.
Right? Yes. People think because you are a minister, a pastor, a deacon, a bishop, or whatever, that you got everything under control. But that is so mm-hmm. far from the truth. Okay? Yeah. And so you don't just need him when you first start out, you know, wanting to have some sort of relationship with Christ. You need him every single day, no matter how successful you are, no matter how grown you are, no matter how old or young you are, no matter what you do for a living, because that has absolutely zero to do with it. Okay, no matter how much money you got, no matter where you live, what kind of car you drive, or what kind of bus you ride to work or to school or wherever, you need God.
You need
period.
Him. Yes. Yes.
And you need to understand the power of prayer. Mm-hmm. And in understanding the power of prayer, you would also want to learn how to pray. Mm-hmm. Right? So I hate to say prayers are not effective because I don't think there's one way to pray. Mm-hmm. I think you pray whatever way you suits, because God will hear us either way as right. long as the heart is in it.
Right.
You know?
Right. Prayer is a powerful weapon. It also strengthens our faith. And as a babe, when you pray, most of your prayers might get answered quickly. Mm-hmm. But as you grow, it may take a little of your patience, you know, time to realize that God works on his time, and his time is always the right time. So just because you didn't hear from him today doesn't mean he didn't hear. Mm-hmm. Just because you didn't get an answer today doesn't mm-hmm. mean he didn't hear your prayer. Mm-hmm. He's waiting on us to grow and be prepared for what we're asking for.
Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about praying and how to pray, let's go through how a prayer of how simple someone could just say a simple prayer.
Well, I don't know if it's simple, but sometimes I just tell God how mighty he is. Not because he's forgotten, but it's to let me know that he's greater than the problem that I'm praying for. Mm-hmm. And so I start off there, and because I want to feel his presence mm-hmm. in the room. I want to know that He is there with me. Because mm-hmm. God is never too busy for mm-hmm. your prayer, to mm-hmm. answer, hear your prayers. Mm-hmm. So just start off. I guess it all depends on what it is that you need, you're asking. And as again, sometimes it's just not what you're asking, but waking up in the morning and saying, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning.
And to me, that's a simple prayer.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we make it more complex sometimes than it has to be mm-hmm. because it is really just that. Yeah. It's something just that simple. Like when you wake up in the morning and you look up and you see the ceiling or you see whatever you see in your bedroom mm-hmm. or whatever, or wherever you are, and your first thought usually goes through an ache or pain or what I gotta do mm-hmm. or what I, you know, something else. Yeah. How I feel, and not necessarily, or what's in my bank account. mm-hmm. You know, nowadays that becomes a issue as you get older. you know, whatever. And I think something as simple as just saying, thank you, Jesus, for waking me up this mm-hmm. morning. Very, very simple. Very, very right. effective.
Right.
Because you have now acknowledged a couple things. One, that you still breathing mm-hmm. on this side mm-hmm. of the dirt. And two, that you have placed Him first.
Yes. Because He's the one who woke you up.
Okay? Mm-hmm. You have placed Him first above everything else that's going to come after you put the period on amen. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because there's going to be a ton of things that comes after that. And I think starting there is a good way for people who may not know quite like how to pray. Right. Just start there.
Right.
Thank you. Just start with the thank you. And it could be waking me up in the morning is the first one. Helping me get on my way could be the second one. Keeping me throughout my day could be a third one. And it can just continue to grow from there.
And it doesn't always have you. It's good when you can get on your knees every now and then. Mm-hmm. But when you get older, your knees might not feel so
good. I heard somebody say, I can't get on my knees no more, but I can certainly pray. Yes, right. You can.
And it doesn't have to be long drawn out. Mm-mm. How do you talk to your friends?
I'm verbose. I talk a lot.
So, I mean, because sometimes, you know, God has a humor. Sometimes,
yeah, he does.
Hey, man,
I think so.
Hey, man, hey, Lord, it's me. You go.
I'd be like, what's up, God? What? I thought you said you was going, you know what? And then I'll hear, oh, girl, you ain't ready for that yet. Like, okay. Well, I'm going to fall back then because I know you still got me on. Point, but right. You know, I'm gonna wait on it.
That's developing that relationship.
Yeah,
with God.
Yeah, I think that's advanced because you feel comfortable now. You like, right. I mean, and you still reverencing Him mm-hmm. because I think people think like you gotta be all, you know, starchy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm trying to say? You know, yeah,
traditional.
Yeah, traditional and. How you speak right. to God. Now, I ain't saying you go up there and be using foul language, right? Because
right?
right. that is not the way you speak to God. No. You start off with reverence, mm-hmm. right? You know, you thank Him, you give Him praise and all of that. Mm-hmm. And you just let Him know what's on your heart.
Right.
You know, and what's on the heart is usually genuine, authentic, mm-hmm. and for most of us, pretty loving. When you got a little bit of malice in you, then you might tend to talk a little raunchy to God. Mm-hmm. But God has got tough skin, so He can handle that. Yeah. But I wouldn't recommend you do it all the time.
And He knows how to answer you.
Yeah, and He will answer you.
I had a friend said she was angry with God. She told him, I'm angry with you.
Yeah.
And she expressed why she was angry with them. I'm not sure what happened after that. But, mm-hmm. you know, having that relationship with God, you're not disrespecting Him.
Mm-mm.
But you're sharing with Him your feelings.
Yep.
Till you get to that point where you want to know what's on His heart. So as you grow older and you want to, you don't want to constantly, when you have that love for God,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to constantly always go into Him, asking
for
Him
something.
For things.
Yeah.
But there are times you might say, Lord, how may I help you? I know you can do all
That's
things.
That's advanced.
Right. But I know I could be used by you. How may I help you?
Well, that goes into purpose, right? Like, you want to know what your purpose is. Right. And in order to know what your purpose is, you have to be in the will of God and know that whatever He puts on you, that's your purpose.
Yeah.
You know, I think we spend a lot of time trying to figure out what our purpose in life is when, you know, we probably just need to listen to God a little bit more.
Yeah.
But, and the other thing about the power of prayer, oh my God, I got so many examples. I don't even know where to begin, but I'll just start with simple things. Like one prayer that, trying to think. Oh, it was, as a contractor, I think I shared this, but as a contractor, you know, you never know when the end of the year comes. You never really know if your contract is going to be extended or not, right? And I can remember sitting at my desk, and it was around the end of the year, and I always start looking anyway, but you know, you kind of, particularly when you get in an environment that you really like and you feel like, you know, you making strong moves or whatever. And I felt like, wow, this is a good position, but I want to, you know, I don't want to go through the hassle of having to change and then starting all over again, right? And so, and particularly when you've been doing this for a while, it kind of gets old, but you know you got to do it because you got to eat. But I was praying and I wrote the prayer out and I was asking God that, you know, very specific, that I would be able to, I'm thinking of a whole bunch of prayers now, that I would be able to either stay in that position with that company and continue on and not have to look for anything. Because, you know, it's the holiday. People don't hire like that. So there's that gap. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was prepared for it, but I wasn't ready for it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But so before I could even finish putting amen on that piece of paper, one of the managers walked over to me and said, "Do you have a minute?" And I was like, sure. I thought they were going to say, well, you know, we talked to your agency and effective whatever date, you know, we're ending the contract or whatever. So I went in there and he was like asking me these questions and I was like answering them. And he was like, well, would you like to join my team? And I'm thinking, I got so discombobulated at that point, I couldn't hear nothing he said. All I was thinking was, thank you, Jesus. Like, instantly. Yeah. Now, I know you mentioned sometimes as a babe, but I don't feel like I'm a babe. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm more of a young adult. Yeah, I ain't gonna be that far. I'm more like a teenager. I mean, because I like to take my baby steps with God, because there's so much to Him. There's levels to this thing. And I was like, I couldn't even, like, I don't even know what I said after that, because all I was thinking in my head and my heart was, Lord, I just asked you, like, not even 2 minutes ago, and you answered that prayer. I mean, it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And the funny part about it was, the job was even easier than the current role that I had, but it was with the same group, just a different manager who was so freaking laid back. It was ridiculous. I mean, I thought, I was like, oh God, this is gravy, right?
Once you get,
but he answers prayers.
Everything
really fast.
Doesn't get hard. He doesn't have you waiting. I think it all depends on the situation.
If you ready for it. If you ready for it.
Right. And he answers the simplest to the hardest that we think is the hardest. Because when you talked about that, I remember struggling and I was hungry and I just wanted some macadamia chocolate chip
and
cookies.
You know you're not supposed to have no chocolate chip cookies. Okay, go ahead.
But and Pepperidge Farm, that's what I wanted. And I was talking to God, I was at work. My co-worker said, Jackie, do you want a chocolate chip macadamia?
Just like that.
Yes. And I just laughed.
You prayed for that? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter, right? People think you got to be all, you know, formal and dressed up and something, you know, really devastating in your life. Girl, if you don't ask God for that cookie, guess what? You ain't going to get that cookie. And look how he answered.
Exactly.
The exact thing you requested. But that's him showing his love and his commitment to us.
Yes.
But we got to learn that, man.
And the devil knows how important prayer is.
Mm-hmm.
I remember also an incident, and I was a babe at this time, because I could still get on my knees.
Okay.
And I was on my knees about to pray, and the devil started saying things to me like, when you get to heaven, I want you to spit in Jesus' face.
I remember you saying
slap him.
Me.
And I'm like, whoa, where is this coming from?
Right.
And he just kept on and on. And I was like, I can't pray through this. So I had just lifted my knee up off the floor, and the Lord said, what's in your heart? How do you feel? And I said, well, I love you, God. And I started talking to him about what was on my heart, and my knee went down, and the devil fled, because he can't stand.
Wow.
And he wants us
that.
Not to pray.
I remember you saying that. That was a long time ago. And the thing about that, now listening to you say that now, and I didn't even realize this before, but the key word was, the devil said, when you get to heaven.
Yeah.
So he already knows
where I'm going.
You got that special ticket.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying? But he was trying to convince you otherwise.
Right. And this is what you're going to do.
So you can get off that train, but you didn't go for that.
Right.
So that's the thing, right? We that goes back to being able to discern who's talking. I mean, that was obvious who was talking, right?
Well, no, because I was thinking, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Why would I be thinking something like that?
Yeah.
And then, you know, later on, I was like, you know what? That was nothing but the devil, especially when I heard God say, what is in your heart? Because he knows the heart. And so he wanted me to speak what was in the heart in order to get that devil out of the room.
Yeah, that's you know, I was listening to Sunday service at church, and the pastor was defining what the Spirit is, right? You have the Holy Spirit, and then you have, you know, the demonic spirits, right? And they're both spirits. They're not, you know, and he said, you know, they're not, it's not the red suit guy with horns and a pitchfork. It's a spirit, and a spirit can be defined as a breath, right? Just a puff of, you can't see it, you know, it's invisible, but it's there. It's what lives inside of us, right? And so a lot of times people don't understand how that spirit can't do anything to you, but it can mentally make you think. His job is to make you think something different. And if you really sit down for a minute and really, really think about that, and you can pray that thing away, right? You have to be first aware of it, and then second, be able to speak to it. And don't be afraid of it, right? Because his authority is coming by God. And God will allow him to test us to some degree, right? But we have to be aware of how much power and authority through our relationship with God that he's given to us. And that first starts with having that relationship through prayer.
And I'm glad you said that, because there were times, still young, I would wake up with guilt sitting on my, my chest. And I'm like, why am I feeling guilty? And so I had to evaluate, okay, what did you do? Did you do something that you shouldn't have done? And there were times, no, I didn't do anything. So I would pray that guilt off of me. And then if there were times I did something I shouldn't have done, then I pray and ask God to forgive me for whatever it is. Help me to change the situation. If I did something wrong to someone else, let me go and apologize or what have you. But guilt was not going to be a part of my roommate or be a roommate with me. And it's definitely not going to stay in my bed with me.
Yeah.
So
there
were several times that I would wake up like that, and I had to pray that guilt off until it no longer came. And
Thank you for joining us today. I appreciate my special guest, Jacqueline Freeman, stopping by and talking and having a good conversation about the power of prayer. And with that, I would like to close out with a prayer for all of us who are listening today so that you may be encouraged. Dear Father in heaven, we come before you and we thank you with all of our hearts. You know all that we are thankful for. Continue to keep us, and we pray, and give us strength, Father God, for the paths on which you will lead us. Even when we must suffer and fight hard battles, we know that everything has its right purpose and will still lead us to your awesome goal. For all this, we praise and thank you. Protect us in our minds, our hearts, and our spirit. Help us, Lord, to put on the whole armor of God. Keep us courageous and lift us above all discouragement through your Holy Spirit, who will renew us every day. In Jesus' name, amen. So with that, I wish you well. Go out and have an awesome day and look forward to our next podcast coming very soon, continuing on the power of prayer. This is Barbara Robinson, Wish Empower Me Events. Have an awesome day.